I really liked the way we started off the mini camp. I thought the practice had excellent energy. It appeared maybe the defense had a little bit of the upper hand today. We looked like we were matching the routes pretty well from a coverage standpoint. But I thought both sides were in different situations, really focused on first, second, and third down today. The mini camp we're excited about. We're going to tomorrow work on red zone and a lot of unique game situations, plays that don't come off up very often, but we certainly need to cover before we let these guys out of here. And then on Thursday, we're going to play our spring game and really play some football, put the ball down, kind of split the team up in half, and see what we expect to be some great competitiveness and a lot of teaching going on in those game-like situations. So I thought today was an excellent start.
Ryan Tannehill talked about the frustration of today from the offensive standpoint.
Sure.
Was it any more than you expect from a team learning a new offense, or what did you think of this?
I think, Chris, it's kind of just the ebb and flow of practices. As we all know, this is, we've had 10 OTA practices, so this would be 11. And there's going to be days when one side of the ball has the upper hand. And obviously I haven't watched the tape. I'm going to head up there in a few minutes. But, it looked like in the back end and the linebackers looked like we were doing some good things from a coverage standpoint. And we did throw a lot of checkdowns. And they made some plays. Some of the guys made some plays. So, I think it's just kind of natural.
Brian, did show some frustration a couple times to get in forward space a little bit there. Is that part of the job description for him now?
Yeah, well, he's sitting back there with the ball, and you got sometimes four, five, six defenders coming after him, and he wants to know that one of the rules in the route running for our players is to be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. And so a quarterback has to have that confidence and trust. Obviously, it's a new player that hasn't been around here very long. But it's just one of those things, It's a competitive situation. Ryan's a competitive guy and wants to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Do you see him being more assertive that way?
Yeah, I have, Steve. I think he has. I think he's done a really good job of that.
Joe, there's a bit of news, big news for the Miami Dolphins. This stadium deal just got approved by the county commission. How important is it for this franchise, long-term stability-wise, to have that renovation done? And two, are there any concerns at all that it might affect the 2014 and maybe 2015 seasons?
Well, I think most important, Adam, to me is it shows the commitment that our owner, Steve Ross, has to making this a world-class organization, number one, and how important it is to all of South Florida, number two, I think. I think Steve's demonstrated that certainly by his actions and pushing forward on this stadium. And so I think it's going to be it's exciting for everybody in the organization. I think it's exciting for everybody in the South Florida region. I'm sure we'll be able to attract some great events and we'll improve upon our own great situation that we have at the stadium. So I think it's a big day for us. But I think really it starts with Steve, and his commitment to building a championship organization.
Joe, outside of Julio Brown's made a couple of NFL starts, but basically you have two corners on your roster who have been NFL starters.
Mm-hmm.
So you've obviously made an investment showing faith in Will Davis and Jamar Taylor instead of pursuing other veteran corners. What have they shown you so far? Has each justified that faith, each of those two guys?
Well, I like where they're at right now, Barry. I mean, there's a lot of football left to be played. But I think if you look at, specifically Jamar, it's kind of unfair to compare this year to last year because he really wasn't out on the practice field last OTA. And so he had a hard, his progress was a little stunted when you're not out there practicing. So, he made another play out there today. He's made some plays. You kind of notice him. You feel him a little bit more. Will Davis made a couple nice plays today as well. Everybody on offense was claiming he held the receiver, I think, on one particular route. But, he's been very, very competitive. So, I think they're progressing well. And, the next phase will be training camp and then the preseason. And, we'd like to see him continue to develop.
With Cortland being sidelined, was that just to get the younger guys some work or a precautionary situation for you?
No, well, the guys that practice in team, I'd be glad to talk about. And those guys, we're trying to get everybody reps that we possibly can at this time of year.
One of the running backs who we saw a lot of running backs get reps today, but one running back who didn't get a ton of reps at all was Moreno. What can you tell us about his progress, his activity, lack of activity, that sort of thing?
No, he's Noshon's had a good camp. He brings a lot of energy into the building every single day. He's very good in the meeting room. He's picked up the system well, and he's competed hard in the practice field.
Why isn't he getting? Why isn't he running with the? You had Miller and you had Miller and Thomas running. You got Gillis Lee. You didn't have him in there at all.
Well, those were the guys that we decided to give reps to today. So that was our plan. But nothing he's done. He's done. I'm very happy with him. Very pleased. Like I said, all the things I mentioned. I think he's a real pro.
Joe, overall, how has Ryan grasped the offense? The calls, getting the team in and out of the huddle, the up tempo, those aspects of the offense. How has he done so far?
I feel he has good command of the offense at this point, and. You know, he's gotten now, you know, we're kind of past the install phase, Chris. You know, we spent really the first 3 weeks of the OTAs installing virtually the entire offense. There might be a thing or two in camp, but it's not going to be very much. And so now some of these plays are kind of sinking in a little bit. You know, there's maybe the third time he's repped them, the fourth time, the fifth time. And so, you know, now he maybe sees it against a two deep or a blitz or man coverage. So, you know, it takes a little bit of time, but I think given all the circumstances, I think he's doing well.
Do you notice any differences in Ryan Tannehill right now between the end of last year and now? Do you see him?
Say that again. I'm sorry. Differences
in Tannehill on the end of last season?
I think he's exerting a little more leadership on the field.
What about his game? I mean, the new offense, how do you see him grasping it? What do you think so far?
Yeah, you know, as I said, I mean, I think his understanding, his knowledge of the system is very good. He's a quick processor, and I think he's gotten out in the field, transferred from the classroom out to the practice field well. I think he's thrown I think we've completed more vertical balls in this camp than we had at a year ago at this time. So I'm pleased with his development.
Coach, Jarvis Landry looks like he really belongs out there. Mm-hmm. Your initial impressions of him?
Well, he's kind of an instinctive guy, Andy. I mean, he has a good sense of coverage, good feel for it. He kind of can understand the soft spots in a zone. And he's, you know, sneaky quick and sneaky fast, you know, and he plays the game fast. So there's not a lot of hesitation in his game. And he's caught the ball very well so far.
How is Brandon Gibson coming along and has come back after what happened last year? And what can he offer this offense this year, do you think?
He's making good progress. You know, he got out there today and was competing out there today. And you know, he's another one of those receivers, I think, that he's a very, very technically sound route runner. I think he has very good awareness on the football field. As a receiver, you got to have good spatial awareness, you know, and he has that. He can read coverages on the move. You know, again, I don't know that if you held a clock that he's the fastest guy, but he plays fast because he knows what he's doing and he's fundamentally sound. And he caught the ball well. So, I mean, I think he was doing quite well on third down last year when he went down, if I'm not mistaken. I think he was 10 for 10 or something like that, you know, one of those good statistics.
With Harmon Mims, what do you hope to see from him at this point in his rehab process? Obviously, he's done everything that we've seen so far. And where is he from in a development standpoint?
Yeah. Really consistency, Omar. Now we got to, you know, he's worked his tail off to get back on the practice field, without a doubt. He's certainly made, you know, kind of a name for himself on the practice field. He's been productive on the practice field. Now, you know, we got to be able to sustain that over a period of time and continue to, you know, develop as a receiver. But there's a lot of things to like about him. I mean, obviously, number one, just the perseverance, the work ethic to get back as fast as he did. Like his body type, you know, he's a little bit different than some of the guys we have. He's got good length, good size, and his play speed is pretty good. So he's done some good things. Now we just got to kind of string some things together.
Joe, regarding I'm sorry, Chris, go ahead.
What about Anthony Johnson? I know he was undrafted. How has he been fitting in? I know you haven't worked with the second team.
Yeah, he shows up on film. I mean, he's quick, he's explosive. You know, seems like he's got a good understanding of what's the job requirements are at the defensive tackle position. I like the way he plays. He pursues well to the football. I think he's made a positive impression so far.
If Anthony wouldn't have had his problem, where do you think he would have gone in the draft? Do you think you guys?
That's hard to say. You know, Dennis would have a better handle on that.
As far as Caleb Sturgis, we know that he had his struggles for a little bit mid-season last year.
Right.
Is there anything that he could show you out here and in training camp, or is this wait till the regular season, then we'll know that he's.
Oh no, we're keeping, you know, we're keeping track of all, you know, all his kicks, and you know, we've had some pop up during the team situations and put him in a competitive situation. We're going to do some more of that this week as well. He didn't kick today, but we're going to do it tomorrow and Thursday. So we'll kind of create, again, we're going to create some end-of-game scenarios. We're going to create some end-of-half scenarios for him and, you know, just kind of put him in the situation as best we can. But, no, I mean, I think he had a good offseason, Chris, from a physical standpoint. I think he really, you know, took that extra time and worked on his body, and I think it's helped him out.
In terms of Deion Sims and the tight end group that you have, do you feel more comfortable now with what's there and available behind Charles Clay as opposed to last year?
A little bit. You know, there's some work to do, I think, Omar. There's some work to do. I mean, Deion, you know, made a nice catch today, and it's a little hard because when you don't have full pads in the run game, you know, let's face it. I mean, if Deion walked, Sims walked through the door there, would say, boy, that looks like an NFL tight end, you know, and so, which I believe he does, and I think he has a lot of great traits, and, you know, but one of the job requirements he's going to have is, you know, okay, can he block a defensive end one-on-one, you know, and, you know, there's flashes where he's done it here, but, and it's a little, you know, it's a little hard to gauge, so I don't want to put a rubber stamp that he's, you know, making huge progress as a run blocker. You know, it'll be a little, you know, give us a little bit of time in camp and some preseason games to get that. But, I mean, I like all the things he's doing. You know, Mike's had a solid camp. You know, Arthur Lynch is, you know, they're young players, those guys, you know. And the tight end position probably next to the quarterback, you know, has a lot of job duties. And so some of the sometimes the protections and the routes and the run game gets a little jumbled for those young guys. But then Greater Hoskins has shown some good things. And Kyle Miller, you know, catches the ball well. But there's still some work. There's some sorting out with those guys for sure.